We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, AT&T, mobilizing your world, Bud Light, proud friend of Oklahoma Athletics, famous among friends, and by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Blocked by Rashard Odoms, who sends it into the front row. Oh, mama!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sooner Sports with the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger, who will welcome in just a second. But first, if we sound a little different tonight, that is because we are a little different tonight. Normally, as you heard there in the open, and as you well know, we are at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in front of a live audience who are downing brisket and ribs as they watch me talk to Coach Kruger or Coach Cole. But not tonight. The weather did not allow it tonight. It's a little dangerous for us to ask folks to get out and join us, both a part of our television and radio crew, and, of course, you, the fans, as well. So we're doing it the old-fashioned way tonight, simply a radio show. So no live audience, as I will visit with both head coaches over the phone this evening. But, as always, we love to hear your questions, and I'll be sure and pass them along. If you'd like to tweet them in on the Academy Sports and Outdoors inline, you can tweet us at OU on the air. And we welcome in now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger. Coach, good evening. How are you tonight?
Doing well, Toby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a rough week for you, I know. The loss to Texas on Saturday and one at Kansas on Monday night. How's the frustration level over at the basketball offices?
Great disappointment, for sure. Not only in losing, but the way we're playing. We're not playing very good basketball, and that's always on me. You know, we've got to do a better job. We've got to move the ball better. We've got to be in better position defensively. We've got to get better. And we've said that for a while now, and we haven't done it. We've had actually a couple of really good days of practice. Hopefully we can carry that forward to tomorrow and into the ball game on Saturday. But yeah, not pleased at all. And certainly guys are disappointed, as we all are. And we've got to do something about it.
I know you feel like, or at least you've told me you feel like the buy-in has been there from the guys and their effort level has been there. It just hasn't clicked for them. Do you feel like that this is the kind of a thing where one win could maybe turn everything around for you?
Need something good to happen very badly, no question. When you drop, it's been 3 weeks of consecutive losses, that's hard. That's hard to deal with. You know, emotionally it's hard. It's embarrassing. Haven't played the way we wanted to. The feeling of letting people down, all that adds up, not only with you know, our coaches, but also our players and everyone in the program. So, you know, guys understand that, and they want more than anything to make it right. We just haven't found that medium ground, that combination that makes it click yet.
We tend to oversimplify things in the media. Certainly I do. I shouldn't lump all my brethren in with me. Is it as simple as the need to make shots? You were prolific three-point shooting early in the year. You had games where you hit 15, 17, 19 threes, and we just haven't seen that lately. Is it as simple as that, or is it more than that?
Well, every club's a little bit different. It kind of depends on, you know, I think the identity, the personalities, the makeup. With this team, you know, for good or bad, you know, it probably is that simple. You know, we've made shots early. We've moved the ball. We were quick out of the backcourt with it. We got deflections. Everything was good. And yet, you know, we weren't as solid defensively, perhaps, nor maybe even felt, you know, internally that we needed to be, as long as things are going well. But, that, you know, that's not the feeling that the coaches want or anyone else, because we know in Big 12 play you've got to do things better defensively. So when you don't make shots, you know, it takes away a little energy on the other end. You wouldn't want it to be that way, but that's pretty normal the way things work. And when you make shots, everything else on the defensive end is a little bit better too. So, yeah, with this club, that's a big part of it. And yet, you know, we've got to try to scratch and grind and figure out a way to win a ball game when we're not making shots.
It feels like everybody's having – on the other side, everybody's having a great night against you right now. Everybody's red hot from three-point range. You saw Lamont West at West Virginia a couple of weeks ago hits five in a row against you. Nooney Amat had a big night. Of course, Kansas the other night couldn't miss. I'm sure that you will tell me that your defense is to blame for some of that, but sooner or later, people got to start missing against you, Coach.
And you're right. In terms of we're contributing to that with our defense for sure. And yet, I think it's sometimes, you know, we're just not making people uncomfortable enough. You know, it's one thing that you can say, well, they're making shots, but yeah, we've got to make them a little bit less in rhythm. We've got to, you know, make them a little bit more uncomfortable. Maybe make them stop and think a little bit. And we haven't done a good job of that. And again, you know, we've got to work harder to get there, to get a hand up, you know, to do things to be a little bit more disruptive.
You made some lineup changes on Monday night. You went with Cam McGusty and Jamoney McNeese and Christian Doolittle in the starting lineup. First time we've seen you make a lineup change this year. Why, and do you foresee that going forward?
We'll stay with that change, the newer lineup, and not because anyone else was doing necessarily. It's not the guy that went out of the lineup that was causing us to not win. You know, it's just we need a change. We just simply need a change. We need a little bit new energy in practice, new pop, new conversation, just something to mix up the fact that we lost a few in a row. We've got to change it up and see if we can't get a spark somewhere.
Cam McGusty certainly paid you off for that move on Monday night. He scored 22 points, really continuing a streak here of a couple of weeks of good basketball. What do you feel like has clicked for Cam?
Getting a few shots down. I think from a confidence standpoint, he gets a lot more aggressive when he's playing with confidence, when he's making shots. Not unusual for a guy that's used to scoring, and great to see that out of Cam. We need that very badly, and he's been playing that same way in practice, so we expect him to carry that forward.
Jamoney McNeese also had a career high on Monday night and was, again, one of the guys you put in the starting lineup, goes for 18 points. It seems like he has played his best basketball this year against the primetime post. You know, Mo Bamba down in Austin, he played great against him. Azubuike the other night, when he was in the game, he played well against him. I think Jamoney likes the big matchups, Coach.
Jamoney played well. I thought he played really well. And, again, getting the ball to him a little bit more in the low post, he's doing a good job, you know, finishing over those big defenders, getting more comfortable, it appears, all the time, and a little bit more consistent. You know, that's the thing, you know, we keep pushing for with Jamoney, because he's shown he can do it. And now we need him just to approach the game in a little different mindset from a standpoint of expecting and feeling a healthy pressure to do that every night, as opposed to just, you know, kind of accepting it when something does good happen.
We talked before the game about the slippery slope in Fog Allen Fieldhouse. When those guys get on a run, they can bury you in a hurry, and that's kind of what happened there in the second half. It is tough when the train gets going one direction in that building to get it turned around, isn't it?
It is tough. It's a great building. It's a great atmosphere. You know, we're down early, so we're fighting uphill all night. Actually got it back to 10 at halftime, cut it to 7 there early in the second half. But yet you're playing with no margin, because if they go on that, you know, 10-0 run that they're very capable of doing, all of a sudden it goes to 15-18. And that's what happened, you know. And then we never could get back in the mix after that. But yeah, it's a tough place, especially if you're not playing with great confidence. You know, they pop you in, it's hard to get back into it.
All right, three games to go in the regular season, two of them at home, starting on Saturday night against Kansas State at 5 o'clock. We'll talk about the matchup with the Wildcats coming up in a bit. Your questions rolling in for Coach Kruger as well. We'll hit some of those when we come back. It is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, not at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue tonight. And we'll be back right after this.
Hey, Sooner fans, I hope you're as excited as I am to hitch your wagon to the Sooners game. But I'm just as excited about having a Bud Light with my Sooner buddies. Because if you're like me, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to grab the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Boomer Sooner, Bud Light, proud friend of Oklahoma Athletics, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Sooner fans, start your season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the 12 convenient store locations in Oklahoma or shop online at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics.
That was a great game.
You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking.
I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Die Hard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue. Custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DieHardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on two popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
This is Toby Rowland for Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. There's only one thing I love more than pizza, and that's free pizza. With Pizza Hut, you can earn free pizza with their new Hut Rewards loyalty program. Unlimited points toward free pizza with every dollar you spend online. $1 gets you 2 points. Just 250 points gets you a free large pizza of your choice. Why wait to start earning free pizza? Sign up now at pizzahut.com/hutrewards.
Basketball is buzzing around the Sooner State, and it's time to gear up and cheer on your Sooners. Fan Outfitters by Lids has the latest jerseys, headwear, tees, sweatshirts, and more. Plus, we'll help you score for more. When the Sooners men's basketball team wins and scores 80 points or more, head out to Fan Outfitters by Lids the next day and receive 20% off your in-store purchase on apparel, headwear, and novelty items. Check out our three area Fan Outfitters by Lids locations or at FanOutfittersOklahoma.com. Thanks for being a fan.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, Tostitos Chips, by Bud Light, famous among friends, please drink responsibly, and by OU's community outreach partners, the Landers Auto Group and OU Medicine. Toby Rowland back with you, and we are speaking with Sooner basketball coach Lon Kruger, his team getting set for Kansas State on Saturday night, 5 o'clock in the Lloyd Noble Center. Then it's right back on the road again next Tuesday evening. They'll be down in Waco, Texas to take on Baylor. That game at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about those games in just a bit. Coach, I wanted to ask you about Trey. I noticed Dick Vitale at midcourt talking to him before the game on Saturday. And, you know, that's a thrill, of course. It's Dickie V, and the opportunity for Trey or anyone to get a chance to talk to Dick Vitale is unique. But I wonder if it has been a challenge for him this year with kind of everybody trying to be in his ear. This is no criticism of Mr. Vitale. I'm just saying everybody has suggestions for what he can do better or should do differently. I'm talking about analysts. I'm talking about coaches. I'm talking about friends and fans and everything. Has that been an issue or a challenge for him or for you?
For sure, it has been a challenge anytime, and not in a bad way. You know, when a young guy played, first month of collegiate basketball, first 6 weeks of collegiate basketball, at the level that he did, just exploding onto the scene and really becoming the news story, in college basketball for the year. You know, it's going to garner a lot of attention, and yet, kind of go to the territory. You expect that, you want that, and then all of a sudden you need to manage it and you need to handle it. And when things haven't gone as well lately, that's probably when the bigger challenge, because obviously now people, are wanting to, make suggestions, things that need to change, things that need to be done differently. And for a young guy especially, that's hard. And Trey's competitive. He wants it to be right. He wants his team to win. And certainly us not winning is not solely the responsibility of Trey by any means. I mean, it's the whole group and starting with the coaches and myself. But sure, that was an unusual situation scenario with Trey, playing so great and exploding on the scene as he did in November, December.
Put you on the spot here a bit, but was there a moment or an event that happened in the course of this year where you've been in this for a long time, you've got a lot of wins, you've coached a lot of great players, you've been to the Final Four twice, but even you said, wow, this is next level stuff. Was there's something that happened this year that took you aback and you realized that you're dealing with something maybe even beyond what you dealt with Buddy Hield or certainly, Mitch Richmond back in the day?
Definitely. Again, given what transpired in those first 6 weeks of the season, really that's never happened in the history of the college game for an incoming freshman, to explode like he did and put up the numbers that he did and handle everything in such a great way. And like I say, become, the face of the game for this season. So yeah, that was off the charts. I don't know that anyone's ever dealt with anything quite like that. And certainly, no incoming college freshman had to.
I want to ask you some of the questions are rolling in from the listeners out there on the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. You can tweet us at OU on the air. Coach Hansen asked, Coach, what do you have to do as a veteran coach to motivate your guys, get your guys focused for possibly a 3-game run here to make the tournament?
That's the way we have to look at it, exactly like that. Every game, we have to approach as a need to win, and regardless of anything else, that's the only way to look at it. It's not a case of ignoring you know, the obvious. You know, the more you win, the better chance of playing in the tournament, the better chance of the seat. And yet with the guys, you know, we said, let's step back and avoid some of that noise about what we have to do to play in the tournament and focus on what we have to do to win each possession. You know, defensively, offensively, be engaged, be focused, be, you know, one five-on-five unit on both ends of the floor. And again, the last 2 days in practice, we've really focused on that and not worrying so much about, well, we've got to win one, we've got to win two, we've got to win three. There's a whole lot of teams, you know, in a position to play in the NCAA tournament, and we're certainly one of them. And now we have to do what we have to in each possession to earn that opportunity.
It sounds like that you're not necessarily discussing it with your team, but do you know or do you have a feeling of as to what you have to do at this point to get in?
No more than any other fan. I think fans generally think that you know, you need to win a couple more games, and I don't think that's unreal. If we win one, I think we're pretty nervous. If we win two, you know, we're much, much, much more comfortable. If you win three, of course, more comfortable yet. So, you know, that's a way of looking at it. We just need to win one at a time. And again, but the feeling is, if you can get in that position where you win eight games with our non-conference resume, eight conference games, we'd certainly feel a lot more comfortable.
Kansas State has always played you tough, seemingly, certainly the last three or four years. Why is that, Coach?
They're good. They've done a good job. You know, Bruce does a great job. They've got a little bit, you know, even though they don't have a lot of seniors, they're still a veteran group, you know, with Brown and Wade and Sneed and Chara all playing at a high level. Now they got Stokes back. They're very good defensively. They're very committed to it. They, you know, are in great position all the time, very disciplined. They play the game. They play the game that allows them the best chance to be successful, and they've had a great run here lately and in good standing in Big 12 play.
Have you had a team ask you about your defense here and about whether it's too late to see that buy-in that you're hoping to see? And when you look back through your history, have you had a team that maybe this late in the season wasn't great defensively and you saw it click in? Maybe it was a change of style or just a really good game, and all of a sudden they became at least a good or an above-average defensive team. Is it too late?
Hopefully it's not too late. Again, I don't know that we've had one quite in this position where we had, you know, so much success early and then so little here late. And a lot of it does relate, you know, not just to making shots, but to our defensive play in general. Our mindset has got to, you know, be different. Again, the last 2 days in practice, more than, you know, we've been working on it obviously for a long time, but I think the players maybe have felt something here lately. You know, that is maybe going to trigger a better five-on-five effort performance defensively.
Is Dean Wade the main guy you got to take away for them at K-State?
I believe it starts with Wade, even though that's not to take away from Brown, what he does, you know, what Chara, what Sneed. They got four guys that are scoring the bulk of their points. But Wade is really terrific. He's a guy that impacts each possession on both ends of the floor, very, very aware, alert, active defensively, and then a lot of their offense. When Wade touches it, good things happen.
All right, let's take another time out. One more segment with Lon Kruger coming up. Again, you can tweet us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox at OU on the air. It's Sooner Sports Talk brought to you by AT&T, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, sports fans. Whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
She's the first lady of rock and soul, Patti LaBelle, live. Patti LaBelle. Friday, March 2nd, the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. One of Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 singers. Tickets on sale now. Call the Riverwind box office or buy online at riverwind.com. Patti LaBelle.
Don't miss your shot.
to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue. Custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
It's what Oklahomans know they can expect from Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. From wheat fields to city streets, our agents have provided auto, home, commercial, life insurance, and more, which our policyholders have counted on for nearly 75 years. With agents in all 77 counties and convenient claims office locations statewide, Oklahomans know they're working with someone who truly knows where they're coming from. Visit okfarminsurance.com to find your Oklahoma Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company.
The chorizo taquito with cheese is here at Whataburger.
Sometimes you just want something different. If you've never had chorizo, you've got to try it.
Chorizo goes perfect with anything. If someone is cooking chorizo for you, they love you a lot.
You got to go bold for breakfast.
It's bold. It's just the right amount of spice.
The chorizo, the egg, the cheese, everything about those ingredients are special. Tastes just like what Mom used to make, actually.
The chorizo taquito from Whataburger. It's only here for a limited time. Hope to see you soon. Let's go, girls.
Go where?
To the movies.
What movie?
You get to pick.
Really? Snacks?
Whatever you want.
Is it a fancy movie place?
The screen isn't huge, but there are beautiful heated leather seats for everyone and Wi-Fi if you get bored.
Wait, are we going to Papa and Grandma's?
Yep.
Come to Patriot Ford for an easy and comfortable car buying experience. Family-focused service, better bids on trades, and best pricing on all new Fords. Exit 95, I-35, Patriot Ford, Purcell, Oklahoma.
Want to know more about electric vehicles? For instance, whether an EV might be a perfect second car? Then come to the electric company that has answers, OGE. At OGE.com/EV, we have all the facts, figures, and tools to get smart about EVs. Calculate how much cheaper it is to fuel up with electricity than gas. Look at different EV makes and models to see what's right for you. Find out how easy it is to charge cars overnight right at home. There's more, too. So join the electric evolution at OGE.com/EV.
Your loyalty to the Sooners runs deep. That's why you should have an OU debit or credit card available only at MidFirst Bank. The OU debit card is free with any MidFirst Bank personal checking account. With the OU credit card, you can earn rewards, including cash back or credit to a student's bursar account. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center or go to midfirst.com/Sooners to apply. MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively, by Walden Cleaners, by the Riverwind Resort, the place to be. And you can listen to Sooner Basketball around the world for free on the TuneIn app. Get the TuneIn app today. Welcome back. It's our final segment with Lon Kruger. Sherry Cole coming up soon. The OU men host K-State, 5 o'clock on Saturday night, sold out Lloyd Noble Center. Then Tuesday, on the road, the final road game of the regular season at Baylor. That'll be an 8 o'clock start. Coach, I wanted to ask you one question about Baylor, and I know you're studying hard for K-State right now, but last time you saw Baylor here, they were on a little bit of a schneid, and since then they have gone on a torrid winning streak. I know they lost last time out, but they're playing really good basketball right now. What's the difference in Baylor? Why are they playing so well right now?
Playing extremely good basketball. I think their defense has consistently gotten better. They're mixing in a little bit more of that zone that is their trademark and appear to be playing it better. Offensively, Mastin has really come on, doing a good job. I think he's gotten healthier, which has made him better, more productive. And, of course, LeComp is extremely good. Lachul, you know, he's got some big, long, rangy athletes, and they're playing well. They're playing extremely well.
You have said, and I think every coach in this league has said, that this is the toughest year they remember in this conference. If you had to explain why, what has made this conference so tough this year?
The depth, I think, more than anything else. Every club, has given proof of the records. Everyone's been beaten up on everyone else. It's not just the 4 or 5 beaten 1-2. I mean, 8, 9, 10 is beaten 1, 2, 3. So the depth, the quality, it seems like every club, you know, we haven't made the progress that the other clubs have made. We haven't continued to play better and play with more confidence. It seems like everyone else in the league right now is playing, you know, very well and doing a good job. And that makes it tougher to snap out of a tailspin as we've been in. And the only way to do that is play better, because other teams aren't going to come back to us. We've got to catch up with them.
When you've got a young man, certainly a freshman, who's struggling to shoot the basketball, struggling with confidence, how much of that coaching that goes into it from your point there is just getting on the court and getting shots up, and how much of it is between the years coaching?
It's a fine line. I think the thing we're encouraging more than anything else is compete each day in practice like it's a game. You know, shoot game shots. You know, put a healthy pressure on yourself, you know, to go out and make three or four in a row in practice. And just stay after that mindset. Because, again, he knows in a game it's going to be tough. In practice, we need to make it tough as well so he can, prepare for what it's going to be like on game night. So he shot the ball well the last couple of days, and we'll encourage that to continue.
Sooner fans, we need you to pour out on Saturday night. It has been sold out for a long time, and this team obviously needs you to be there on Saturday. They need a win and help them get that. 5 o'clock on Saturday night, it'll be OU and K-State inside the LNC. Coach, thanks so much for a few minutes of your time tonight. We always appreciate it, and we will see you at the arena on Saturday.
All right, Toby, thanks very much.
There you go. That's Lon Kruger, OU K-State, coming up at 5. We'll take a break. When we come back, Sherry Cole, her team is red hot right now. We'll visit with her. This is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
Hey Sooner fans, I hope you're as excited as I am to hitch your wagon to the Sooners game. But I'm just as excited about having a Bud Light with my Sooner buddies. Because if you're like me, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to grab the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Boomer Sooner, Bud Light, proud friend of Oklahoma Athletics, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on 2 popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
They say man cannot live by bread alone. We couldn't agree more. Meet Brahms Quarter Pound Cheeseburger. Now this is the way to live. Just look at it. This isn't just any burger. It's Brahms Quarter Pound Cheeseburger. Big, juicy, fresh, and delicious. Brahms Quarter Pound Cheeseburger. Now that's living.
Basketball is buzzing around the Sooner State, and it's time to gear up and cheer on your Sooners. Fan Outfitters by Lids has the latest jerseys, headwear, tees, sweatshirts, and more. Plus, we'll help you score for more. When the Sooners men's basketball team wins and scores 80 points or more, head out to Fan Outfitters by Lids the next day and receive 20% off your in-store purchase on apparel, headwear, and novelty items. Check out our 3 area Fan Outfitters by Lids locations or at fanoutfittersoklahoma.com. Thanks for being a fan.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue. Custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
Pick a number between 1 and 495,000. If you picked 495,000, that's the number of OG&E customers saving money and staying comfortable with our energy savings programs. Whether it's our free AC tune-ups to keep you cooler for less money or free insulation and duct sealing included in weatherization services or even business customers making changes for a better bottom line. It's a powerful partnership that saved over 745 million kilowatt hours of energy while helping OG&E keep your energy bills lower than the national average. It's a positive energy future together.
Kids get sick. A lot. Usually, it's no big deal.
I've got a tummy ache.
But when it gets serious, there's the Children's Hospital at OU Medical Center. We provide the care growing bodies need with more than 1,500 caregivers using specialized tools and treatments designed just for kids. The Children's Hospital at OU Medical Center. It's a huge hospital, and it's just for kids.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, by Patriot Ford, and by your Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A locations. Welcome back, everybody. If you are joining us late, we are not at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue tonight. Weather prohibiting us from our normal setup and our normal live studio audience. So we're going retro tonight. Kids, this is the way we used to do it all the time. Just a straight, pure radio show. No TV cameras, no live audiences. But I will tell you, we only have one more week of the show. So next Thursday night will be the final show at Rudy's, the final basketball coaches show. Come on out next Thursday night, 7 p.m., and help us make it a big audience before we head into the madness of March. And we welcome in now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Sherry Cole. Her team, red hot, winners of five of their last six, including two more wins this week in thrilling fashion. Coach, good evening. How are you tonight?
Hey, Toby, I'm really good. I miss our little crew clapping and hooting and hollering when we start our show.
I miss them as well. We didn't want to ask everyone to get out in the ice tonight, though, so hopefully they'll rejoin us again next week. Let's go chronological here, Coach. Let's start by talking about the game in Morgantown on Saturday. Overtime win, 79-77. What a comeback.
Yeah, it was an amazing night. There were a lot of emotions from our team sort of having to relive the tragedy that TT and her family endured while we were on that trip last year. That's the first thing that hit our guys in the face when we walked in that facility. And then it's a pink game, and so that you're playing for people you love, who you've either lost to the cancer or have survived cancer. And then you're playing in a place we haven't won before and in a game that holds just tremendous significance in the conference race. So there's all that stuff, and I tried to sift through it in the locker room before the game, and obviously I did not do a good job at all because we threw it to one another's back. We threw it out of bounds. We threw it to West Virginia. We threw it to the guy shooting the musket in the first quarter, and we found ourselves down 20. And to our seniors' credit, they did not panic, and to our freshmen' credit, they made some baskets, and we just sort of calmed the storm, and Maddie hits a big three right before half that cuts it to seven, and I felt like if we went in the locker room at halftime with a single-digit lead that we were going to be just fine because I have such faith in our offense and a growing belief in our ability to guard whomever in whatever way we need to, that I felt like we'd be all right. We just couldn't go in and have to dig out of a 15-point hole, and so we cut it to seven, and third quarter, we played extremely well, and then the rest of it was a little bit like a roller coaster.
I'm always intrigued. You had a lead, and it looked like in the fourth quarter that you kind of had to put away. Certainly, you looked like you were the favorite to win that game, and they were able to get it into overtime. And I'm always intrigued by that dynamic. Inevitably, one team has just hit a shot or done something heroic to get it into overtime, and the other team thought they had won it, and now they've got to go play five more minutes of basketball. What did you say to your team at that point?
Well, you know, the crazy part was the demise in the final 2 minutes of regulation. Just craziness. We had an 8-point lead. Maddie's at the free throw line, a chance to make two to take it to 10, uncharacteristically misses. Gabby gets fouled. She's a 95, almost 96% free throw shooter on the year. She goes one of two. They hit a big three. We have two guys running the three-point shooter, give them a quick two. It was just everything that could go wrong went wrong. It was a sort of a global melt. And there at the end, we missed the free throw, and we're going back on defense. And I could have elected to foul, and we were up by three. And I just fundamentally don't do that, haven't ever done that, and don't feel great about it. And I feel like there are so many things that could happen. If you foul early and they make both those free throws, then what if you turn it over, getting the ball in bounds? Or, you know, if you don't foul them, these are the things that you think about way before this moment. But if you don't foul them, then they've got to make a really big play, and we're going to switch all these screens and stay out on them. And so I roll the dice and say, guard them. I believe in our defense. And they get off a three that ties it. So what I said to them between regulation and overtime was, your coach is an idiot. This is not your fault. This is your coach's fault. I should have fouled. We'd be over. We'd be celebrating in the locker room right now if I told you to do that. I didn't. So you got five more minutes to play. Let's go have fun and take care of business. And they moved forward completely undaunted.
Tell me about the final play. I know BB got the putback to win it, but what was the play supposed to be?
Well, there were several big plays that led up to that, none bigger than a free throw rebound putback by Anna Yanusa that kept us going, because now West Virginia's feeling it in their home floor and they're making shots in overtime. So we really had to be good offensively, and there were some really big plays. But we had the ball, called timeout, advanced it in front of our bench, run a play that has about six or seven different options and reads out of it. And the idea was to get the ball to Maddie at the pinch post. She's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and she had been super immersed and vocal and in the moment in that game. She has a really high basketball IQ, and she had just been tuned in, and I felt great about putting the ball in her hand at the what we call the pinch post, which is the high post area. And West Virginia switched and forced us to inbound a little bit higher than we had wanted to. And so Shayna Pellington was just a basketball player. Instead of trying to make a longer, tougher pass to Maddie at the pinch post, she just put the ball on the floor and went right down the middle of the lane. And the post guy came over and helped, and she veered to the right and shot a layup that missed. And BB jumped up in the air, got the rebound in the air, and calmly put it back in off the glass. And there's no time left on the clock. It was unbelievable.
For those who haven't been to Morgantown, it's a little bit of a drive from the arena to the airport, and then you've got the longest flight in Big 12 play home from there. And so I think, personally, Coach, it's the hardest place to lose because it's such a long time to get home, and it's the greatest place to win because it's such a long time to get home as well. I would imagine that was a fun trip home for you guys.
Unbelievably well said. Yes, yes, to all those sentiments. As soon as we went in the locker room and had our celebration, the kids were hysterical. It was really fun. But the minute we got all calmed down, they said, we've got to hurry up and get out of here. It started snowing in the first quarter, and you're going to have to hustle to get to Clarksburg, get on the flight before more weather moves in and the fog's rolling in. And so we're running around like crazy. You go outside, and it is snowing, the thickest, wettest snow you've ever seen. Everything is covered, and that just kind of added to the celebration that ensued all the way back to the airport and then all the way home on a very long flight.
Yeah, and the weather followed you, because then Oklahoma got covered in an ice storm, which made for an interesting atmosphere for you on Wednesday night. It was hard for anybody to move in the state of Oklahoma, so you opened up the doors for free to anybody who could get to the arena. I felt bad for your seniors that it was senior night and they didn't get to play in front of a large crowd because of the weather conditions, but you got the win and you played really well in the second half, 80-71 over Iowa State.
You know, Toby, I looked at our guys right before the game. We're in our locker room is decorated with streamers and confetti, and the players' seniors' lockers are decorated, a tradition that our underclassmen always provide for our upperclassmen. And I looked at them right before we went out and took the floor, and I said, you know what? Of course this would happen. You know, our senior night, our last home game is part of a doubleheader on Saturday, which would prevent any sort of post-game celebration. So a couple of months ago, I gave them the option to do something quick pregame, which would be a challenge because our tip-off is noon on Saturday. So that's a really early fans get to the arena, recognize your seniors. It was a really tough thing if we were going to do it on Saturday. So I let the seniors choose, and they opted to go with Wednesday night's game, and, okay, this is going to be great. And then the weather moves in. And so I told them beforehand, and of course this would happen. Everything has happened to you guys. This is what you do. You just go, okay, what do you got for me next? What do you got for me next, world? We're ready. We'll take it. And they just rolled with it. It was a strange environment. We have no band. We have no TV. We have no anthem singer. We had to find the flags up in the rafters of the Lloyd Noble Center because there was no core to bring them out on the floor. There's about, I don't know what the attendance was, 400 or 500 people. It's just a crazy feeling atmosphere. And Iowa State plays great. I mean, great. And so we're neck and neck at halftime, but of course Vivi hasn't played much due to a couple of fouls. And I felt like when she could come back that they would really have a problem with her, and that was certainly the case. I think it was maybe her most efficient and well-played game in a Sooner uniform. She was really, really good. And as a group, we shot, I don't know, over 50% from the field and 40% from three and 90 from the line. And Iowa State scores on 9 of their last 10 possessions, and they shoot something crazy like 60% from three and make 14 threes. It was a great basketball game. They played well, and we just played better.
Vivi, 23 points, 19 of those came in the second half. I want to ask you about your seniors when we come back, Coach. Let's squeeze in a commercial break, though, here. Final commercial break of Sooner Sports Talk brought to you by AT&T. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, sports fans, whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
Sooner fans, start your season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the 12 convenient store locations in Oklahoma or shop online at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics.
What do you think of when you smell a campfire? Camping with friends and family? Relaxing after a day of adventure? Or maybe just taking a snapshot of that perfect moment? Floyd's Recreational Vehicles has been making those moments a reality for adventure seekers for nearly 50 years. They are truly a staple in our OU community. Floyd's RVs is located just 5 minutes south of the university on I-35, Goldsby, Washington, exit 104. Just remember, all great stories are told around the campfire.
Let's go, girls.
Go where?
To the movies.
What movie?
You get to pick.
Really? Snacks?
Whatever you want.
Is it a fancy movie place?
The screen isn't huge, but there are beautiful heated leather seats for everyone and Wi-Fi if you get bored.
Wait, are we going to Papa and Grandma's?
Yep.
Come to Patriot Ford for an easy and comfortable car buying experience. Family-focused service, better bids on trades, and best pricing on all new Fords. Exit 95, I-35, Patriot Ford, Purcell, Oklahoma.
Leading the new generation with his own brand of country music. Easton Corbin. Live. Saturday, March 3rd, 8 p.m. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind.
Baby, be my love song.
Easton Corbin. Tickets on sale at the Riverwind box office or at riverwind.com.
This is Toby Rowland for Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. There's only one thing I love more than pizza, and that's free pizza. With Pizza Hut, you can earn free pizza with their new Hut Rewards loyalty program. unlimited points toward free pizza with every dollar you spend online. $1 gets you 2 points. Just 250 points gets you a free large pizza of your choice. Why wait to start earning free pizza? Sign up now at pizzahut.com/hutrewards. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a proud sponsor of the University of Oklahoma Athletics. At Blue Cross Blue Shield, we're proud to be a part of this community, and we're committed to providing greater access to health care coverage for those that call the great state of Oklahoma home. To learn more about our health care options, visit us online or give us a call. Blue Cross Blue Shield, through it all.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is the division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Subway, by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. We want you to help end DUI. Visit enduiok.com. And by the Sooner Junior Kids Club, brought to you in part by OG&E, orthodontics exclusively, and Chick-fil-A. Welcome back. This is the fifth and final period, brought to you by 5-Minute Oil Change. We're visiting with Sherry Cole, her team home Saturday at noon against Texas Tech. You heard Coach talk about the doubleheader coming up on Saturday. The ladies play Tech at noon. The men get K-State at 5 p.m. You can come camp out in the Lloyd Noble Center all day. Get in out of the rain. I think it's going to rain Saturday. Eat your weight in popcorn. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coach, your seniors were great for you on Wednesday. They scored 58 of your 80 points. They've been great for you all year. I want to give you a chance to talk about your senior class. It is a big and impactful senior class this year.
Yeah, they are, Toby, and I tell you, I said this after the ceremony last night, and I believe it in my bones, that seasons don't have special endings unless the seniors are special and they decide that it's going to go a certain way. When a group of seniors decides to write the end of their own story, then amazing things can happen, and this group has been interesting. You've heard us talk throughout the course of the year. You know, who's your leader? We don't have a team captain. That leadership word comes up a lot. And what I find to be really interesting is that this group has faced physical adversity, numerical challenges, outside distractions, a monumental schedule, and they just continued to show up and put themselves in the environment that has nudged them toward their best selves. You know, Niecy gives great effort every single day. Gabby gives unbelievable energy every single day. Maddie gives information every single day. Vivi provides an edge every single day. Has it been that way since October? No. But they have grown into a consistent pattern of each one of them delivering that thing that nobody else can deliver in quite the way that they can. And what results from that is this environment that allows everybody to start build a sense of collective confidence. And so I give those guys great credit for staying with it, for maturing along with the process, for believing in each other, having faith in our program and in their teammates and in our mission. And we put ourselves in a place where we're getting better every single day. And I've been saying that for about 3 weeks now, but that's really the only way you march into any sort of fantastic ending is you just stay where you are and you get better every single day. And Niecy Williams, Gabby Ortiz, Maddie Manning, and Vivi Pierre-Louis deserve the credit for that.
What you're marching into is March. You are 10-6. You are in third place all alone now in the Big 12. Last week when we talked on this show, you said you felt like you were in good shape, and you've won two more games since then, including one in Morgantown. You're RPI is great. Your strength of schedule is great. I still don't see you in the bracketologies, but you're getting close. I asked Lon Kruger last half hour, what does he feel like he has to do to get in? So I'll ask you the same question. What do you feel like you got to do here to get in?
Keep getting better. I cannot imagine we're in third place in the Big 12 Conference. Our league sometimes gets five teams in the NCAA tournament. Our RPI and our strength of schedule speak for themselves. If it doesn't carry some weight, what's going to happen is nobody's going to schedule anybody in pre-conference play anymore. If it doesn't mean something, you know, if you can schedule your way into the NCAA tournament, well, then everybody will try to do that, and the game won't grow, You'll have no compelling women's basketball game. And it will be a tragedy if that happens. So what do we have to do? We just have to keep getting better. We got to win on Saturday. That's the only thing that we can really think about and control right now, and that's where all of our focus is. But the way we've gotten ourselves in this position is by focusing on the present moment and continuing to improve. So we're not about to stop that now.
What's important for you against Texas Tech?
We were not very good in Lubbock. I don't remember how much we beat them by earlier, 15 or so, I think. But we were not very good. I watched that game film early this morning, and we had a ton of turnovers and tried to hit too many home runs and played too fast. And I think for us it's a continuation of what we've been doing offensively the last few weeks, and that is creating great shots for one another. Our field goal percentage has been super high, primarily because of the quality of our shots. At West Virginia, in a very difficult place to go and score, we shoot 50% from the field. Now, we turned it over too much. We turned it over 21 or two times, something like that. But when we weren't turning it over, we were taking high-quality shots, and we were making a whole bunch of them. So we got to continue that trend. And then defensively, for me, it's just no slip-ups, no mental slip-ups. You know, Iowa State made some big threes that were highly contested, tough threes in transition. I can live with those. It's when we make the mistake and go under the on ball off of a great three-point shooter, or we go under a flare when we know they're setting a flare for a shooter. We got to eliminate those kinds of mistakes before we head into the Big 12 tournament, before we play Texas at the end of league play and then head into the Big 12 tournament for sure.
Shayna Pellington, we talked about your seniors. Let's talk about your freshmen. She has been named one of your freshmen. She's been named Big 12 Freshman of the Week again, for the fourth time already this year. She just keeps getting better and better, Coach.
Yeah, she's learning, and she's such a talented athlete. She's learning how to be a smart basketball player. And by that, I mean she's having to figure out when to do what it is she's so good at, when to punch it to the rim, when to read the second line of help, when to pull up and take the jumper, when the ball needs to be reversed. And timing is just one of those critical things that point guards have to be incredible at. And she's still trying to figure that one out, but she's getting better. She hit two jumpers against Iowa State that were just as pretty as can be. And that's a result of her getting in the gym every day and making 250 jump shots no matter what, game day, not game day. She started that weeks ago because people were disrespecting her perimeter game, and it's already starting to pay off. So she's continuing to improve in those fundamental areas of her game. But an athlete, just like I mentioned when I talked about the play she made at the end of the West Virginia game, that was just a ball player, trusting her instincts, getting to the rim and making a play. And if she can continue to accentuate that with her IQ and with her experiential knowledge of when to do things on the floor offensively, she's going to be pretty special.
Hey, by the way, before we run out of time, I don't think we've talked about it. I assume fans know, but maybe they don't. The Big 12 Women's Basketball Tournament is here this year. It's in Oklahoma City at the Chesapeake Energy Arena, and it starts like a week from tomorrow. So we need fans to roll out and wear their crimson, Coach.
I think sometimes it's the best-kept secret in the world. Like, why do we not hear about that? Are you kidding me? It's our conference tournament 20 miles up the interstate in Oklahoma City, and I hear nothing about it anywhere. I don't know who dropped that proverbial ball anywhere, but we need to start talking about it. A tremendous opportunity for us to have a bit of a home court advantage playing in Oklahoma City, so hopefully fans can come up out for that. Also, when you mentioned the Big 12 tournament, it made me think. I just want to talk about our players' academic performance this year. We had seven names to the All-Big 12, All-Academic team, and basically your freshmen are not eligible. And so that was all six of our other guys in uniform plus McKenna Tree. So there's not another team in the league that had that many. And there's no one who had their whole team on there. So I'm really proud of what our guys have done, not only on the court so far, but also their work in the classroom.
It's pretty good when your color analyst is named Academic All-Big. I'm pretty sure Kevin Henry did not win that award this year for us on the men's side of things.
Coach, good luck against Texas Tech.
Thanks, Toby. Appreciate you and all of our fans who braved the weather last night.
I want to thank Chuck Updegrove and Eric Nichols back at Learfield for helping us out tonight. Bob Kruger and here for joining us. You fine folks for listening. We'll do it again live last week, or next week is the last week at Rudy's. We hope you'll join us. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light, proud friend of Oklahoma Athletics, famous among friends, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.